Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I really don't care. I would give my everything to keep you, boy. It breaks my heart.
Cam Jansen in studio. He'll be joined by Matt Whitener from 12 to 1 in studio today. 590 Baseball from 1 to 2 with myself, Jim Heuer, and Bob Ramsey.
What are you guys going
to
talk about today?
Yeah. We'll talk some baseball.
That'll be fun.
We're going to talk
if it's anything like the game.
Oh, it's much more exciting.
Hey,
you laugh. This is all
I may get a nap in today.
Yeah.
This is all. You're the opening act.
The day, baby.
You're the opening act leading up to 590 Baseball.
I may just sit down and take a nap.
Hardline 2 to 4, and then Hockey Sense with Jordan Bennington from
and John Davidson.
John Davidson.
Mm-hmm. I think this may be JD's first interview since he left St. Louis.
Yeah. Really?
And you know what? This is going to be a really good conversation. You're not going to want to miss this conversation or the conversation with Jordan Bennington.
He's very candid, I think, in times.
He's very candid, but we get into a lot of different topics. At least we will this afternoon with Jordan Bennington. This will be a can't-miss interview with Jordan Bennington, who had a hell of a week last
week. Day with the Cup. Yeah, he seemed to really enjoy himself.
We talk about this contract, too. You know what's funny about the contract is that, you know, he's a numbers guy, not overly superstitious, but a numbers guy. The total of his contract, two-year deal, $8.8 million. He was drafted 88th overall, so you got the connection there. 88th overall, $8.8 million. He wanted to have a 5-0 in the contract. He's making $4.550 in his first year. I mean, little things like that. Didn't want to sign his deal on July 13th because 13 being bad luck, so he waited till the next day, July 14th, to actually sign the contract. I kind of like that about Jordan Bennington. He's a cool guy. You'd love Jordan Bennington, Charlie.
Well, you know, this year you're going to take me up to meet Ryan O'Reilly and all those people, right?
Well, you say that every
year. I'm coming this year. You won the Cup now, and I like to hang with Luke.
You're on
the wagon.
I'm like the wagon.
I call it the wagon. You know, Martin Kilcoin is the leader of the wagon right now. I tell him all the time, hashtag wagon when it comes to Martin Kilcoin.
Martin, by the way, has invited you to stay past 11 if you want to. Oh. I am legitimately curious, though.
Yeah. He is so.
He invited both of us to stay.
Yeah, both of you.
I call Marty Kilcoin. I call him, he's hockey curious. He's always curious of like hockey people, what they do, where they go, where they live, are they selling their house, are they not selling their house, are they moving, where do they live, where are they hanging out, who's friends with who?
I like the way they dress. They're cool.
Good dressers.
I like that.
Strick, what's
you
this?
Know a cool guy when he doesn't wear socks in the summer.
You like that?
I like that look. Yeah. It's been around
socks.
A long time.
Mm-hmm. I hate socks.
Do you like no socks with the suit?
That's wrong. I like the tennis shoes with suits as well now. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah. And that's a new look.
Strick, what's the ceiling for the Blues, say, for the next 3 to 5 years?
They're going to win another cup in
you
the next 5 years.
Look at my God, he narrowed it down.
Well, no, I said they'd win a cup within 8 years.
So this core, now, you're saying, will win another cup.
They'll win another cup for sure. You know, you wait 52 years to win a cup. This is just the way it's going to go. They'll win another one. I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't be shocked. I'm not going to sit here and make any type of prediction about next year. But if the Blues were to win the Stanley Cup next season, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, you never know with the Stanley Cup hangover how that's going to play out. Teams like Dallas, Colorado, all these teams getting better. Although Colorado's got to sign their prized restricted free agent in Miro Rantanen, and you know that's going to take a little while. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a holdout situation there. But when you have a goaltender, when you have two horses on the back end in Parayko and Pietrangelo, Parayko is now a star on the back end, and then up front you've got O'Reilly and Tarasenko, a 1-2 punch like that. Surrounded by a bunch of other good players like Schwartz and Shen and all these other guys, man, it just wouldn't surprise me. The Blues are set up, and Robert Thomas, I should say as well, they are set up to be good for the long haul.
Well, answer
and
this
nothing
question.
Would surprise me if they do it again within the next 5 years.
The Blues will win another Stanley Cup before the Cardinals go to a World Series.
Remember Frank told me, like, remember the question he asked me, and I kind of got irritated about, like, people always bringing up the Cardinals because now Charlie's doing it now.
No, I did it. No, I brought it up.
It's like the Blues are, like, in the middle of a Stanley Cup run, and everyone kept bringing up the Cardinals, and Frank said to me, you know, would you want a Stanley Cup?
It was like 10 years of no World Series.
If it meant the Cardinals don't win, if it meant the Cardinals don't win a World Series in the next 10 years,
yeah, that was.
And I was like, that is like, I don't even understand what that means.
He could have said 50.
I need a Rosetta Stone to even understand that language that you're even throwing at me.
We said the Blues would win the Stanley Cup before the Cardinals won the World Series.
And so people still worried about the Cardinals. And he said, no, I don't think I could handle that. I could not have the Blues win a Stanley Cup if the Cardinals don't win a World Series for the next 10 years. And now he's saying it's the greatest event he's ever covered in his professional career.
Well, he's allowed to say that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, no, I'm just saying. So everyone's kind of changed their tune, though.
MLS will have a championship for Cardinals.
Listen, who will? The MLS.
Oh, MLS.
Yeah.
How? Now that parade's going to be outrageous.
Oh, they're holding the city.
Oh, I can't wait for that parade.
Right down Russell. I think take a ride on Tucker.
Yeah, that's going to be one great parade there.
I mean, hey Charlie, everybody's become a soccer fan now, right?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
I always ask everyone, hey, can you name me three players in the league? They're like, no.
What league? One.
And the MLS.
Don't forget about the XFL.
But I do hope we have a soccer team here at the Lewis in downtown St. Louis. So from that standpoint, need it.
I know we have to take a top of the hour timeout.
Yeah.
Boy, do you miss the NFL in St. Louis.
Oh, I do. This time of year, training camp.
You miss training camp so much, man.
We'd be talking NFL the entire show today.
We'd be out there. We would be doing the show there, probably.
That sounds awful.
Oh, probably be out there.
We'd be out there.
The Rams loved us, too.
Hey, we're here. They love me.
All of them.
20-year anniversary coming up in August.
That is. Yes, that's true. You going to go?
Probably. I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not sure. Unless my dad comes, John Shaw.
He's younger than you.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, we're due for a timeout. Martin Kilcoyne has walked into the studio. Well, not in the studio.
Does he have some
here.
List? I had to send him a text the other day how boring the show was. He's sending me some.
I saw that.
Talking about, the all-time leader in managerial ejections in the history
Bobby
of Major League Baseball.
Bobby Cox.
You know what? That is
like,
something
boring.
That doesn't happen in baseball either.
You wonder why?
That was exciting.
It's replay. Replay has eliminated that. Mm. Now managers are cool and relaxed in the dugout waiting for the call to be reversed. Missed call first base, you get pissed and furious. You throw your hat, you pick up the base, you take it with you.
Kick dirt on
it. That has disappeared. And actually, I think Martin talks about that maybe with Tony La Russa.
They're talking about bringing robots now.
I know. Hey, we got to take a time out. Before we do that, though, McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, offering incredible deals through the entire month of July during their Red, White, and Move sale. Buy a new McBride home in July, and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Celebrate the season with incredible savings on a new McBride home. McBride has over 40 communities throughout the metro St. Louis area and over 100 inventory homes ready for a quicker move-in. Homes to fit every lifestyle and design with you in mind. McBride's Red, White, and Move sale is for July only, so visit McBrideHomes.com for details. Time out. Martin coming in next.